السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، سيدنا ومولانا محمد خاتم النبيين، وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كلامه المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: وكذلك أخذ ربك إذا أخذ القرى وهي ظالمة إن أخذه أليم شديد، إن في ذلك لآية لمن خاف عذاب الآخرة، ذلك يوم مجموع له الناس وذلك يوم مشهود، وما نؤخره إلا لأجل معدود، يوم يأتي لا تكلم نفس إلا بإذنه، فمنهم شقي وسعيد، فأما الذين شقوا ففي النار لهم فيها زفير وشهيق، خالدين فيها ما دامت السماوات والأرض إلا ما شاء ربك، إن ربك فعال لما يريد، وأما الذين سعدوا ففي الجنة خالدين فيها ما دامت السماوات والأرض إلا ما شاء ربك، عطاء غير مجذوذ. صدق الله العظيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: يؤتى بجهنم يوم القيامة لها 70,000 زمام، مع كل زمام 70,000 ملك يجرونها، أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي، رب زدني علما، سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم، اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما ينفعنا، أمين يا رب العالمين. أما بعد، my dear respected brothers, elders, youngsters and friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His infinite grace and mercy has made us Muslims. And what does it mean to be a Muslim? A Muslim is no ordinary person. That we have someone who follows the religion of Christianity, we have someone who follows the religion of Judaism, we have someone who follows Buddhism or Hinduism or Sikhism or any other religion. So a Muslim is just a person who follows Islam. No. My dear brothers and friends, a Muslim is a very special person. And until every Muslim does not understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted me something which is very special, until then we're still lost in the darkness. We don't understand. Because Islam is a gift. Islam is a gift. It's not just a choice. That, you know, I was looking for the truth, I was seeking for the truth, and I stumbled across Islam, and the values of Islam seemed to resonate with me, seemed to make sense to me, hence I embraced Islam. No. Rather, Islam is a gift, a ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No human being can say that I chose Islam because I wanted to and it's all my doing. Rather, Islam is hidayah, is guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides only those whom He wants. Like when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's beloved uncle Abu Talib did not embrace Islam, and he was on the verge of passing away, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Oh my uncle, just say the words La ilaha illallah. Even if you don't mean anything by it, even if you have no intention behind it, just say those words so I can intercede on your behalf in front of Allah ta'ala. I can say to Allah, oh Allah, my uncle did say the kalima." However, his uncle refused to say the words of the kalima, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so heartbroken, and he said, "I will continue to ask Allah ta'ala to forgive you until Allah ta'ala forgives you." At that moment in time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the verse of the Qur'an, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are my beloved. However, you do not have the authority to give hidayat and guidance to whoever you want to. Rather, I guide whoever I want. This was a rule which was made clear, that even those who held a special place in the heart of Allah's beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if Allah ta'ala did not want them to gain hidayat, then they could not gain hidayat, they could not receive the blessing of Islam, even if the blessing of Islam was shining and bright in front of their eyes. So therefore, my dear respected brothers and elders, and my dear beloved youngsters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us this blessing of Islam, and we need to appreciate it. And we need to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set down for us laws and regulations which we must follow. We can't be some kind of flexible, easygoing Muslim that I perform my salah when I want to, and I fast when I want to, and I give some charity, and I think by giving charity, all of the mistakes I've made in my life, Allah's forgiven them. Every single salah I missed, every single fast I missed in Ramadan, I just go give £5 in the masjid box, and Allah has forgiven everything. This kind of very flexible, easygoing, kind of negligent attitude, we can't have. We have to be very serious about our religion, serious about the blessing Allah Ta'ala has given us. Remember, we can't appreciate Islam in this dunya. We can't appreciate it. It's very difficult to appreciate because we don't see the reward in front of our eyes that we will receive in return for being a Muslim. Even the lowest Muslim, meaning the person who had the least good deeds, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions that the person who had the least good deeds, who was on the lowest level of being a Muslim, they will receive a Jannah 10 times the size of this world. We can't understand this because our iman, our faith is on something that we don't see. We have never seen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have never seen the angels. We have never seen, you know, many of the things which Allah ta'ala has promised us, Jannah, Jahannam, paradise and hell and all of these different things. We haven't seen them. Yet we believe in them. So because our iman, our faith is on the unseen, our faith is very precious and dear to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to take, you know, we need to take hold of this. We need to, take this into our own hands. And we need to make the most of it. And we need to understand that everything that we do is only through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy, not through my own doing. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions about a person who did many, many good deeds. And he performed worship of Allah Ta'ala for many, many years in a secluded place. No one was disturbing him. He had no responsibilities besides worshipping Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. The only thing he would do is relieve himself in the bathroom, and he would eat once a day a small fruit. And then the remaining day he would spend, the remainder of the day he would spend in the worship of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. He'd sleep very little. So when he passed away and he met Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him, how do you wish to enter Jannah? Do you wish to enter Jannah through my mercy? Or do you wish to enter Jannah due to your good deeds, due to the amount of good deeds that you have? So the man said, oh Allah, I spent my entire life worshipping you. I can't remember a time which I spent in negligence and ghafla. I wish to enter Jannah with my good deeds. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took the eyesight that Allah ta'ala had given him, put it on one side of the scale. And Allah Ta'ala put all of his good deeds on the other side of the scale. And the eyesight that Allah had given him was more weightier than all of his good deeds. Meaning with all of his good deeds, he could not even express gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his eyesight. This was the blessing that he couldn't even express gratitude. Then he realized his mistake, his folly, and he said, oh Allah, I wish to enter Jannah through your mercy only. And that's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to mention, mentions in a hadith that no one will enter Jannah except through the mercy of Allah. The Sahaba said, ya Rasulullah, even you? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, me as well, I will only enter Jannah through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear brothers and my dear friends, we need to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very merciful. Allah ta'ala is very kind. Allah ta'ala has given us opportunity. But at the same time, we need to take in mind the fact that Allah ta'ala has prepared punishments in the hereafter. And those punishments are for the people who do not follow the laws and obligations Allah has sent down. Allah Ta'ala gives many, 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 many chances to us. Many chances. But then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in the hadith, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيُمْلِي لِلظَّالِمِ. Allah Ta'ala gives the zalim, the oppressor, the wrongdoer. Now the wrongdoer could be someone who's wronging himself by doing bad deeds. It could be someone who's harming other people. Allah Ta'ala gives this person many, many chances. لَيُمْلِي, meaning Allah just delays him, lets him do what he needs to do, what he wants to do. Hatta إِذَا أَخَذَهُ, until when Allah Ta'ala grips him, then Allah Ta'ala does not spare him anymore. When the punishment of Allah Ta'ala comes down upon this person, then they don't see a way out. And then they can't say, oh, it's not fair, you know, I'm going through this difficulty, I'm going through this hardship, I don't see a way out. All these years of your life, what did you spend doing? You thought you were a Muslim. One thing was if you said you weren't a Muslim. Okay, you're a person who's outside the fold of Islam, the laws and regulations, of Islam has not applied upon this person yet. Maybe this person will gain hidayat and guidance. Maybe this person will embrace Islam and then they will realize what they have to do and what they shouldn't be doing. Well, you are a Muslim. You said, I'm a Muslim. Inni minal muslimin. I'm a Muslim. But you didn't perform any of the five salah that Allah has made obligatory upon you. The five salah. This is the second thing that we do as soon as we become Muslim. Some people are under the misconception that I can give lots of charity, I can go start, I can do this and that and help the people and all this kind of stuff, but I don't need to perform my salah, I'll only do it when I can, when I have a bit of free time. Allah Ta'ala has made this obligation necessary upon us, my dear brothers. As soon as you become a Muslim, salah is the next obligation that is upon your shoulders. If you're negligent about your salah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions, when a person passes away, the first thing that they will be asked, أَوَّلُ مَا يُحَسَّبُ بِهِ الْعَبْدُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ الصَّلَاةِ. The first thing that the servant will be asked about on the day of Qiyamah is salah. If they pass the salah test, then they'll pass all the other tests. But if they fail the salah test, they will fail everything else. Remember, Rasulullah, if we read about the ahwal, the state of the day of Qiyamah, it terrifies a person. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu mentions that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam khatabah khutbatan, he gave a sermon. And he gave a sermon the likes of which we had never heard before. He gave such a powerful speech. And then towards the end of the speech, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Wallahi law ta'alamuna ma a'alamu la dhahiktum qaleela wa la bakaytum kathira. I swear by Allah, if you only knew what I know about the punishments that Allah Ta'ala has prepared in the hereafter, لَضَحِكْتُمْ قَلِيلًا, your laughing would reduce to very minimal. وَلَبَكَيْتُمْ كَثِيرًا, and you would cry excessively. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned this, and Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu said, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they all covered their faces, and he mentions, وَلَهُمْ حَنِينٌ, and they started to cry, and the sound of their crying could be heard, a wailing sound. The Sahaba covered their faces, and they started to wail, and they started to cry, understanding that the adab of the hereafter is a real thing. It's not some kind of made-up story that, okay, do whatever you want to do, and in the end, Allah will forgive us all. The adab is a real thing. And that's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, just to mention a few examples, and we don't want to terrify anyone into thinking that Allah's mercy is not there. Allah's mercy is there. But at the same time, Allah's adab is a real thing. And that's why in the Quran, every time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses His mercy, Allah ta'ala follows it with His adab. Or He mentions His adab and then He discusses His mercy. To combine between the both. That you need to have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. At the same time, you need to be aware of the adab of Allah. This is known as khashya. There's two words in Arabic. One is khawf and one is khashya. And in the Quran, Allah ta'ala uses both words. يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ وَيَخَافُونَ عَذَابًا. Allah ta'ala mentions about the believers, يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ وَيَخَافُونَ عَذَابًا. They have khashya of Allah and they have khawf of His adab. Allah uses both of these words simultaneously. And when people translate these words, they will translate them both as fear. They fear Allah and they fear His punishment. But there's a difference between khashya and khawf. That's where Allah Ta'ala mentions, يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ. They have khashya for their Lord, وَيَخَافُونَ عَذَابَهُ, and they have khawf for His punishment. So what's the difference between khashya and khawf? Khawf literally means fear. What's fear? Fear is the feeling in a heart that a person dislikes something and they don't want to fall into that certain something. They don't want to be afflicted or affected by that certain something. So we have this, restlessness in our heart, maybe. Maybe we can put it that way. So this is fear. And khashya is a fear which is coupled with respect and reverence. Many times a person is afraid of their father. It doesn't mean they were running away from their father. It's a fear which is coupled with respect. A child is afraid of his mother. Doesn't mean he never wants to see his mother ever again. It's a fear which is coupled with respect. This is khashya. So that's why Allah Ta'ala makes it very clear that as a Muslim, you have khashya for Allah Ta'ala. That there has to be fear. My Allah is so great. My Allah is so great. And my Allah has created a punishment which is so terrifying. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu used to say, if Allah Ta'ala did not create these punishments, do you think I'd be doing what I'm doing? About himself. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, if Allah Ta'ala did not create His punishments and we did not need to have fear of Allah, do you think I would be where I am? Meaning about himself, that every person moves forward with fear of Allah Ta'ala. So on the day of judgment, on the day of Qiyamah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, firstly about the fire of Jahannam, and this hadith is terrifying to me, that the fire of Jahannam will be brought on the day of Qiyamah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, يُؤْتَى بِجَهَنَّمَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ لَهَا سَبْعُونَ أَلْفَ زِمَامٍ. The fire of Jahannam, first of all, we can't imagine what the fire of Jahannam looks like. It will have 70,000 reins or ropes which will be protruding, which will be coming out of the fire of Jahannam. 70,000 ropes. مَعَ كُلِّ زِمَامٍ سَبْعُونَ أَلْفَ مَلَكٍ يَجُرُّونَهَا. With every rope, with each rope, there will be 70,000 angels who will be bringing the fire of Jahannam. So imagine, the fire of Jahannam in its form, however it is, 70,000 reins or ropes or stirrups, I don't know, whatever you want to call it, coming out of it. And with each rope, there are 70,000 angels who are required to bring the fire of Jahannam onto the plains of Qiyamah. And the reason why the fire of Jahannam will be brought is so that the fear and the trepidation and the terror of the day of Qiyamah is enhanced even further, is made even more difficult. People will see Jahannam. And the day, the plains of Qiyamah, the place where Allah Ta'ala will ask us the questions, will be like, imagine like a small island. And all around the island will be the fire of Jahannam. We won't even see Jannah. No one will even see Jannah. Jannah will be very far away. Jahannam will be brought and it will be surrounded. Everybody will be surrounded by the fire of Jahannam. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions in another hadith, "ما منكم من أحد إلا سيكلمه ربه ليس بينه وبينه ترجمان." Every single one of you, every single one of you. Don't just think it's the pious people. Rather, each and every one of you, Muslim, non-Muslim, will speak to his Lord, communicate with their Lord directly. لَيْسَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهُ تَرْجُمَانَ. There will be no translator between him and his Lord. Everyone will speak to Allah Ta'ala directly on the day of Qiyamah. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, so this itself is terrifying. Whatever I'm doing in this dunya, I am going to have to discuss this with Allah Ta'ala face to face. Literally, face to face. I'm going to have to discuss my deeds, what I did, what I didn't do. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, فَيَنْظُرُ أَيْمَنَ مِنْهُ فَلَا يَرَى إِلَّا مَا قَدَّمْ وَيَنْظُرُ أَشْأَمَ مِنْهُ فَلَا يَرَى إِلَّا مَا قَدَّمْ وَيَنْظُرُ بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ فَلَا يَرَى إِلَّا النَّارَ تِلْقَاءَ وَجْهِهِ. He will look to his right hand side and he will only see his deeds, his own deeds. They'll be there, his own a'mal. He will look to his left hand side, he will only see his a'mal. And then he will look in front of him and he will not see anything except for the fire of Jahannam. Imagine being in that state, surrounded by your own deeds, the deeds that we do in this life, the deeds that we perform in this life, every good deed, every bad deed. In Surah Al-Zilzal, Allah Ta'ala mentions, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا. This surah is terrifying, really. If a person understands the translation of this surah, that's why we always go back to learn Arabic, understand the Quran. What is Allah? Probably in every other Maghrib you hear this surah, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا. We all snoring in our namaz, or probably daydreaming in our salah, or something else. Imam is telling us such an important surah. It should inspire fear into our hearts. إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا. Remember when Allah Ta'ala will shake the earth with such a severe shaking. Other places the shaking is described to be so severe that pregnant women will miscarry at that moment in time. A mother who breastfeeds her child has such an intense connection and bond with her child, she will leave her child and she will run away. That's how severe. Now if a building goes on fire and you have a mother or a father, the first thing they will think of is my children. Many times they will put themselves in danger to actually save their child. But Allah Ta'ala is saying that the ahwal, the state of the day of Qiyamah, when the trumpet is blown, will be so severe that the mother who breastfeeds her child, the mother has the closest bond with her child when she's breastfeeding him or her. Because this is the child needs 24 hour protection, or kind of, you need to watch out for your child at all times. You'll make sure you leave the child here, you'll put the baby monitor, you're always aware, focused on the child. Allah Ta'ala says she will drop her child and she will run away. So in this surah Allah Ta'ala says, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا. The earth will extract its burdens. And the burdens, the people, meaning all the people who are in their graves, everybody will rise out of their graves. وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا. People will say, what's happening? What's happening? The people, you had two types of people. Some people were going through extreme happiness and bliss. They were sleeping in their graves. The people who Allah Ta'ala was happy with, they are sleeping in their graves. They will come out and say, who woke us up? Had such a good sleep. And you have the people who will be tortured in their graves. They were being tortured and now they're saying, what's happening now? What's going to happen to me now? وقال الإنسان ما لها يومئذ تحدث أخبارها. On that day, all of the information will be revealed. Every single bit of news. So my dear respected brothers and elders, we should keep these ayat of the Quran, these ahadith. Obviously there is much more to be said, time has run out. But we need to keep these in front of us to motivate us every time we struggle to wake up for Fajr Salah, every time we shaitan is telling us or our desires are telling us, you don't need to read Salah in the masjid, just read it at home. Think about it, on the day of Qiyamah we will be running behind our family members just for one good deed. If I perform my Salah in the masjid, I would receive 27 times the reward of this Salah. Why don't I do so? On the day of Qiyamah, you know, in Surah Abbas, I'm going to finish with this. In Surah Abbas, when Allah Ta'ala mentions, يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ, it's so terrifying. A person will be running after his mom and dad, saying, mom and dad, and the ulama have described, he'll be saying, mom and dad, please, just give me one good deed, just one. And the parents will say, we know you're not asking for too much, you're only asking for one deed. They'll still be your mother and father. They'll still have that love for you that they had in the dunya. That love will not finish. They'll say, we know you're not asking for a lot from us, but we can't afford to spare it. Because if I give it to you, what if I am thrown into the fire of Jahannam? Because I go into the fire of Jahannam on account of one deed which I don't have, and I've given that deed to you. Person will go to his wife and his son, and he will say, did I not look after you in the world? Was I not a good husband? Was I not a good father? Then his wife and son will say, yes, you were indeed. And he'll say, can you not just spare me one good deed? They'll say, you're not asking for a lot. We know you're only asking for a small amount. One deed, it's not much. It's like in the dunya, if you say, give me a pound. You say, it's not a big deal, it's just 1 pound. We know you're not asking for a lot, but we can't give it to you because what if Allah Ta'ala throws me into the fire of Jahannam because of it? This is the situation, the scenario that will unfold. We will know who our family members are, we will know who our loved ones are, but nobody will be ready to help each other because of how much fear they will feel. That's why we keep these ahadith ayat in front of us to motivate us to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially in times where our nafs and shaitan say, you don't have to do it, leave it, just do it tomorrow, just do it next year, do it when you're 70 years old. Do it when one foot's in the grave, another foot's in a banana peel. That time you can do it, because that way you're out of the door, halfway out of the door. Rather start today and start worshipping Allah Ta'ala, pleasing Allah Ta'ala today. Allah Ta'ala gives all the tawfiq.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah, brothers. Just want to make some announcement. Alhamdulillah. You know, we have a beautiful masjid here. Bahut hi khoobsurat masjid hai. Aur ye masjid ko look after ke liye hamara masjid ka committee hai aur kafi volunteer bhi hai aur sab log milkar taun bhi kar rahe hain alhamdulillah. Lekin itna bara idara hai. सब आदमी को चाहिए मिलजुल कर काम करे और उसको लुक आफ्टर करे और ये अल्लाह के घर है हम चाहते हैं अल्लाह के घर के खिदमत करे तो اللہ پاک اجر دے گا, اور جو مہمان مسجد میں نماز کے لیے آتا ہے وہ بھی اللہ کا مہمان ہے, ان کو بھی خدمت کیا جائے. تو یو نو وی ٹرائی آور بیسٹ, ہم کوشش یہی کرتا ہے جو کیپ دے وضو خانہ کلین ایوری تھرسڈے, مسجد کو بھی صفائی رکھے اور ٹوائلٹ وغیرہ کو بھی صفائی رکھے. وہ سم ٹائم کبھی کبھی ادھر اعلان دینا پڑتا ہے, اس لیے ہم کبھی کیئر لیس بھی ہو جاتا ہے, تو اس کا بہت خیال رکھنا چاہیے. یو نو سم ٹائم وی کم ٹو دا ہاؤس آف اللہ اینڈ وی ڈیمانڈ تھنگ, مسجد میں آتا ہے ہم ڈیمانڈ کرتے ہیں مسجد میں یہ ہونا چاہیے, یہ ہونا چاہیے, یہ چاہتا ہے. برادر یہ اللہ کا گھر ہے, اگر آپ کا چاہت کی مرضی وہ چیز نہ ملے تو آپ کیا کرے گا؟ صبر کرا, اللہ کے گھر ہے, صبر پر بھی اللہ پاک اجر دے گا. وی کین ناٹ ڈیمانڈ اینی تھنگ. مسجد کا جو کمیٹی ہے, مسجد کا جو ولنٹیئر ہے, nobody is paid, we don't get no money for it. جو ٹائم ہم مسجد کا دیتا ہے ہمارا امید کیا ہے؟ اللہ سے اجر مانگتا ہوں. تو آپ لوگ کی اس میں تعاون کرے بہت ہی فائدہ ہوگا. آئی ٹیل یو ون ایگزامپل, ون برادر کم ہیئر اینڈ ہی سیڈ یہ مسجد میں آئی وانٹ ٹوپی دیس دا دیس. یس, ایک آدمی نہیں, یہ بہت آدمی بھی ایسا ڈیمانڈ کرتا ہے. ہم کوشش کرتے ہیں مسجد میں ٹوپیاں رکھا جائے, ایمرجنسی کے لیے فائدہ ہو. لیکن میں یہ سوچتا ہوں یہ کیا بات ہے, میں مسلمان ہوں, میرا ٹوپی کہاں ہے؟ اور یہ ٹوپی میرا ساتھ رکھنے میں میرا کتنا تکلیف ہوتا ہے سوچو. اور یہ بھی سوچو, میں مسجد میں صرف آؤ ٹوپی لگاؤ گا, باہر جاؤ گا تو ٹوپی اتار دے گا. یہ بھی ہے, یہ بھی ہم کیسے مسلمان ہیں. اوکے, ناٹ اونلی دیٹ, جو چیز ادھر ہم پرووائڈ بھی کرتا ہے وی نیڈ ٹو لک آفٹر اٹ ایز ویل. ہم اس دن یہ صفائی کر رہا تھا اور یہ جو لائٹ ہے کہاں ہے, وہ جو یہ لائٹ لگا ہوا ہے, یہ دیکھو ٹوپی, یہ ٹوپی ہے نا, ہمارا مسجد کا ہی ٹوپی ہے. اس ان دا لائٹ. تو اگر یہ اگر ہمارا نظر میں نہیں آتا, اللہ پاک نے تو سیف کر لیا, اور خدا نہ خاصے بلڈنگ میں بھی آگ لگ جاتا تو مسئلہ بن جاتا سب کے لیے. وی ہیو ٹو بی کیئرفل, وی ہیو ٹو بی ریسپانسبل, سب مل جل کر کام کرو, اس میں اللہ راضی ہو جائے گا اور سب کے لیے سہولت بھی ہوگا, آسان بھی ہوگا اور سب آدمی خوش بھی رہو گا. جزاک اللہ, یہی بات ہے. اور اف یو ہیو اینی کنسرن, کبھی اندر میں ایسا آتا ہے یار اس طرح ہونا چاہیے, اس طرح ہونا چاہیے, ضرور اس طرح نہ ہونا چاہیے, اس طرح بھی ہونا چاہیے, اچھا مشورہ دو, بیٹھ کر بات کرو, مجھے بات کرو, ہم ہی ہے ٹو ٹاک. بھائی عباس بھائی ہے, عباس بھائی سے بھی بات کرو, عباس بھائی بھی سننے کے لیے تیار ہے. حافظ ادریس بھائی بھی ہے, ان سے بھی بات کرو. جو ذمہ دار ساتھی ہے وہ لوگ سے بات کرے, کیا وہ لوگ بات نہیں سنے گا؟ کیوں نہیں سنے گا اگر اچھا مشورہ ہے؟ جزاک اللہ.
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. آپ کے سامنے جو میٹنگ ہوئی ہے ٹائم سائڈ مسلم ڈیتھ کمیٹی کی, اس میں جو فیصلہ ہوا ہے کہ 40 پاؤنڈ ہوں گے اس سال کی فیس, تو یہ جو فیس ہے نا آج سے شروع ہو جائے گی, تو 31 اگست تک آپ دے سکتے ہیں. تو میں ادھر ہی پیچھے بیٹھوں گا اور جمعے کے بعد اگر کسی کو مدد چاہیے یا دینے ہو, اور ہمارا بینک اکاؤنٹ میں ہے ادھر ڈال سکتے ہیں. کچھ ساتھی بھی ادھر ہیں, کمران ہیں یا عظمت ہے, میں ہوں, جیسے بھی آپ وہاں پہنچاتے ہیں پہنچا دیں بھائی صادق کے پاس. تو brothers, just an announcement from the AGM that we had for our death committee, Uncle Sadiq's one, is £40 this year, and you can pay it here. I'll be here every week. You can transfer it however you send it. Just send it before 31st of August, inshallah. If there's any questions, I'll be at the back, you can ask me. Jazakallah. Also, we have our local MP Angela is here today, if anybody wants to discuss anything, any issues, community issues with her. اور ہماری جو ایم پی ہے وہ آج آئی ہوئی ہے, مسجد کے اوپر ہوگی جمعے کے بعد, تو اپوائنٹمنٹ کی نہیں ضرورت, آپ ہمیں بتا دیں اپنی نزاکت کو کہ جو ہے نا ہمیں ملنا ہے, تو اس سے آپ مل سکتے ہیں. کوئی بھی کمیونٹی ایشو ہو یا کوئی بھی, تو لوکل ایم پی بھی آ جائی ہوئی ہے.
ویری کوئکلی, پچھلے جمعے کی جو کلیکشن ہوئی تھی 1019 پاؤنڈ 65, مشین کلیکشن واز 280 پاؤنڈ. اللہ تعالیٰ تمام ساتھیوں کی ڈونیشن کو قبول فرمائیں. اسی طرح ایک اور ساتھی نے 100 پاؤنڈ مسجد میں دے کے دعا کی درخواست کی, اور ایک اور ساتھی نے حاج مہدی خان مرحوم کے لیے بھی دعا کی درخواست کی گئی ہے, 50 پاؤنڈ مسجد کو دی گئی ہے, اور محسن بھائی نے بھی 50 پاؤنڈ مسجد کو دے کے اپنی دعا کی درخواست کی. بیمار ان کے ساس بیمار ہیں, اللہ تعالیٰ ان کو شفا عاجلہ دائمہ مستمرہ نصیب فرمائے. اور اسی طرح انور صاحب مرحوم کے لیے بھی دعا کی درخواست کی گئی ہے, اللہ تعالیٰ ان کو غریق رحمت فرمائے, ان کو جنت کے اعلیٰ درجات نصیب فرمائے. اینڈ جسٹ ویری کوئکلی, ان شاء اللہ نیکسٹ تھرز ڈے, آئی واز سپوز ٹو ٹیک مور ٹائم ٹو سے دس بٹ آئی ڈونٹ ہیو دا ٹائم, نیکسٹ تھرز ڈے وی ہیو آور سنتین اوپن ڈے. ایز یو نو ایوری ایئر وی ہیو دس سنتین پروگرام دیٹ وی اسٹارٹ, اٹس این اسلامک اسٹڈیز پروگرام, اٹس لائک یو کین سی دا فاؤنڈیشن آف عالمیہ پروگرام. So we have it, and it's part-time, and it's 2-3 days a week. It's open to everybody, especially those children who have left maktab and madrasa and who are just sitting at home playing PlayStation, or, you know, just wasting time. For them, it's a very good opportunity. And for anyone who wants to learn more advanced Islamic knowledge, alhamdulillah, we've been delivering for the last 3 years. So, mashallah, you know, a lot of students have attended as well, and they've moved on to the next stage of the program as well. So on Thursday, next Thursday, inshallah, the 28th, at 6:30, we have an open day. So brothers and sisters as well can come and participate and find out more about the program. Inshallah, the poster will be up on the screen very soon. Jazakallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله, أشهد أن محمد رسول الله, أشهد أن محمد رسول الله, حي على الصلاة, حي على الصلاة, حي على الفلاح, حي على الفلاح. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illa
الحمد لله رب العالمين, والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد, فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كلامه المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, لكي لا تأسوا على ما فاتكم ولا تفرحوا بما آتاكم والله لا يحب كل مختال فخور. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يدخل الفقراء الجنة قبل الأغنياء ب500 عام ونصف يوم, وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام ابغوني في ضعفائكم فإنما ترزقون أو تنصرون بضعفائكم, وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام إذا رأيتم العبد يعطى زهدا في الدنيا وقلة منطق فاقتربوا منه فإنه يلقى الحكمة, وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام ازهد في الدنيا يحبك الله وازهد فيما عند الناس يحبك الناس. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, لن تنالوا البر حتى تنفقوا مما تحبون وما تنفقوا من شيء فإن الله به عليم. بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات وذكر الحكيم. استغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأيها الإخوة الأعزاء أوصيكم ونفسي أولا بتقوى الله والمواظبة على ذكر الله على خير خير الكلام كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وخير الأمور عوازمها وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار من أطاع الله ورسوله فقد رشد واهتدى ومن يعصهما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حياء عثمان وأقضاهم علي وأقرأهم لكتاب الله أبي بن كعب ألا وإن لكل أمة أمينا وأمين هذه الأمة أبو عبيدة بن الجراح الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام وأهله في كل مكان اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجيب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقيموا الصلاة please straighten the rows please ensure mobile phones are all switched off and the rows are straightened صف الدروس فرما لیجئے موبائل فون بھی بند فرما دیجئے خالی جگہ مت چھوڑیے ساتھی انشاءاللہ move forward and any gaps in front of you just move forward inshallah and fill up those gaps
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى
فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر. استغفر الله. Just a reminder that the MP of Tameside, Ashton, Angela Rayner, she's here today. So she'll be upstairs in the office. So if anyone has any issues they wish to discuss with her, feel free to go upstairs or contact one of our brothers, Uncle Ali Qadr or Uncle Nazakat, inshallah. They will facilitate a meeting with her, inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma anta as-salam wa minka as-salam tabarak ta ya dhal jalali wal ikram. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin kullama dhakarahu dhakirun wa salli ala sayyidina wa maulana Muhammad kullama ghafala an dhikrihi al-ghafilun. Allahumma rabbana atina fi dunya hasanah wa fil akhirati hasanah wa qina azab al-nar. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahmatan innaka antal wahhab. Rabbi ja'alni muqima as-salah wa min dhurriyyati rabbana wa taqabbal du'a. Rabbana ighfir li wa li walidayya wa lil mu'minina yawma yaqumul hisab. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min adhabil القبر ومن عذاب النار ومن فتنة المحيا والممات ومن فتنة المسيح الدجال. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا واستر لنا عيوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. اللهم استرنا فوق الأرض وتحت الأرض ويوم العرض عليك. اللهم لا تقتلنا بغضبك ولا تهلكنا بعذابك وعافنا قبل ذلك. اللهم زدنا ولا تنقصنا وأكرمنا ولا تهنا وأعطنا ولا تحرمنا وآثنا ولا تؤثر علينا وارضنا وارض عنا يا أرحم الراحمين. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. وصلي الله وسلم على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم أمين. اللهم أمين.